All right, it's Election Day in just 4 days, and tonight we have some very nonpartisan wine suggestions, perfect for you to sip while votes are being counted this Election Tuesday.
Well, joining us now for the Wine of the Week, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Welcome back, Scott.
You know what I'm looking forward to, Sean?
What's that?
The end of political ads.
You and the whole world.
Wow, but hey, what was your criteria here for nonpartisan wines?
Well, first of all, to be completely fair, I picked all wines that are $30. So every wine we're talking about tonight, $30. So you don't have to, you know, say, oh, I'm going to pick this one because it's more expensive or less expensive.
Okay.
They're all
okay.
The same price. The second is, they're just wines I like to drink.
Well,
God knows
go.
I'm going to need a drink after this election.
Oh, man.
So let's start with something light, like a Chardonnay.
How about let's start with something light, like the 2009 Floral Springs Barrel Fermented Chardonnay. Now, this comes from Napa Valley, California. This has got really nice scents of peaches and baked apples right on the nose. But what I really like about this wine is the creamy mouthfeel coming from that barrel fermenting. And it's got this rich, creamy mouthfeel, flavors of pear and peach, and little hints of pineapple. This tastes almost more like a Viognier or a Roussanne than it does a Chardonnay, but I really like it. And again, as I mentioned, $30.
Okay, what about red wine lovers? What do you got for us?
Let's go big. How about a 2007 Two Angels, which I don't think we have any in this election, but Two Angels Petit Syrah. Now, this is from High Valley, California. This comes from a vineyard located at 2,200 feet, which is pretty tall, pretty up there for a California vineyard. It's got complex bouquet featuring scents of dark berry and violets, but then you get these really silky flavors of black cherries and chocolate and coffee, and then a little bit of licorice lingering in there. You know what? It'd be really fun to try this with like a chocolate tort.
Ooh,
it'd
lovely.
Be a lot of fun
wow.
to try
Anything
this
else special, Scott?
Special, everything's special. But let's talk about the 2008 Dry Creek Vineyards Meritage. Now, this comes from Dry Creek Valley, which is located in Sonoma, California. This is a blend of, almost a kitchen sink blend, but it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Petit Verdot. Those are the five classic varietals found in Bordeaux. Really well integrated. I love the blackberry fruit in this and the black plum. Then you get this little Dry Creek Valley spice pop on the end. Sweet tannins. It's medium. It's lush. Again, $30. Can't go wrong.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? He's nonpartisan. No politics involved. Check out all Scott's recommendations on WDTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.